Next application is the application number 11381, the application of Ken and Debbie Karpinski. Site is located north of Cave Neck Road, Road 88, being north of Riverstone Drive, 420 feet northwest of Fieldstone Drive, and being lot 165 of Winstone Subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 235, map 22, parcel 1137, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a porch. And we've generally received no correspondence for, against, or any mail returns on this application.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Karpinski, 2964 Riverstone Drive, Milton.
Debbie Karpinski, 2964 Riverstone Drive, Milton.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Thank
sir.
You for taking the time. I currently live at 2964 Riverstone Drive. My house is on a rectangular lot. I have currently a 12 by 14 deck centered in the back of the property. We are looking to put a screened-in porch on that existing deck. The existing deck has a 5-foot setback from the rear property line. However, if I need to put a screened-in porch, I need a 10-foot setback. So I'm looking for a variance so that we can get that possibly done, hopefully. As far as what goes into the back, I have some pictures here that basically will show you what the existing deck looks like.
You can paste it.
And it passes there. I'm sorry, I apologize for not having it. Sorry.
Thank you.
So I've got the existing deck. Behind the deck is an open space, which is a marsh and a pond, which I think is an extension of the Red Mill Pond on the north side of Cave Neck, which will not be developed in the anytime in the near future, hopefully. It's open space, as noted on the mark. As far as the neighbors, I just want to show the house next door to me has the identical screened-in porch that we're looking to put on ours. The house on the other side of me has a full enclosed morning room on it. And by looking off the back of my deck, the four houses to the left of that all have screened-in porches similar to what I'm looking to have put on the back of my house. As far as any impact on future development, the area behind, since it is an open space, there's a pond there, should not have any impact on development. As far as how it's going to impact the community, pretty much this is the only house without either a screened-in porch or a morning room on the back of it. So hopefully it will fit exactly into what the community looks like. So it should have no impact on any of the adjacent properties or the property behind. Do you have any questions?
You know, if you put up an umbrella, you wouldn't be here. Right?
Yeah, but the mosquitoes
don't
stay with the umbrella.
Right.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with Mr. Hudson.
Would you like to address the standards for granting the variance? Did you get that with your application?
As far as, could you?
Name of your.
Do you have that with you?
What is that?
There's five standards that we look at that we depend on you to help us, to help convince us that to approve your application.
Right, the uniqueness, the possibility
yes.
of
yeah,
them.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Well, the uniqueness I've gone through what the property is. Possibility of development, there will be no impact on development as the properties to each side of me are already developed. The property behind is an open space with water on it, which will not be developed. Has there been a difficult created by the applicant? No. Effect on surroundings, it should have no impact on the community as it'll fit directly within the community as pretty much everyone else there has either a screened-in porch or a morning room on the back. Let's see, will the variance represent the least modifications possible, the regulation at issue? Yes. And as far as the special use exception,
that's
will the exception,
necessary.
I'm sorry?
That was not necessary.
Yeah.
No questions.
Mr. Bergman. And Mr. Mill.
Yes, Mr. Lang, the other decks or porches or morning rooms that Mr. Karpinski has referred to, have we approved the variances for those?
I have no idea. We asked for an update on our printout, and we haven't received it yet. There's a difficulty between the AS400 system and the Muni system, and we haven't got a printout. Up within the last 2 years. So it's about a year and a half to 2 years old.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this project's about that age.
Based on what you saw, though. The
based on the photographs, I'm going to ask the question of the applicant. The picture that you submitted shows silt fencing?
I'm sorry, yes.
Is that the rear property line or is it just a silt fencing for construction purposes?
For construction purposes.
So the property line is actually on the other side of it. So I was questioning if the other porches that are already there meet the setback requirements or do they need variances also?
To my understanding, none of them have been required to come before board for variance.
That's what we're looking for.
So they must be 10 foot.
And they were built with the
ma'am,
builder.
You need to come up front.
Sorry, it's Debbie Karpinski. They were there when they moved into the house from the one builder's LC, one builder's Insight. Both of those were there.
They
and
were
we,
there.
Yes. Right. We moved in a week after the one to our right, and the other people just moved into the left.
Okay.
There, I knew that there was one lot within Windstone that was in a similar situation, and it was early on in the construction. The developer granted a one-foot extension to the rear of the lot to make it conform to the setback requirements, so they didn't, it didn't affect the open space or the wetland. Correction of the lot line.
There's on the survey, there is something I'm not familiar with. It says property line to be abandoned. Are you familiar with that?
it looks like there's a 6-inch extension to that lot.
Yep. Right.
To get to 5 foot.
I got you.
What it appears to be.
Okay.
This might be the lot we revised. I didn't pay attention to that. It could be. It was a minimal amount.
Oh, that's what I see, too.
Yeah, I think that's six inches, maybe it was this lot. There may be a couple lots that way.
So in order to for the deck to be in compliance, the property line was moved?
It was adjusted half a foot to make it work. So maybe it was this lot.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay.
Ma'am, did you say when you they already had the screen porch there when they moved in?
To the right, a screened-in porch.
It's already done.
They were done
already
by the builder.
Done.
Yeah.
And to the left was a or is a morning room that's
already
know.
Done when they moved in.
Yes.
Okay. They bought it like that.
Yes.
Bought it like that, yes. Most people do that.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11381 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property is that 72-foot front and 110-foot rear, it is like a not a complete triangle, I mean square, which makes the uniqueness to the property. There's a variance that's necessary, I believe, to make reasonable use of the property. They want to, they have a deck there now, and they want to put on a something over top of that deck to keep the weather out and the sun out and the rain. And the unnecessary hardship is not being created by the applicant, I don't believe, because he needs a living area back in that area. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11381. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11381 is approved.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you very much.